one is dedicated to my shorty. You know you are my motivation. Talk to him, Ty. She was my motivation. She kept me motivated back in my hospital days when I was a patient.
Remember that?
She told me be patient, things would get better, and gave me back massages and wrote me love letters. First time I met her, I was on my feet. We was in high school and I was chasing freaks. Moving fast, cutting class. 17, having the blast. Then the blast came boom, and I was left all alone in the hospital room. Feeling stressed out when she walked in. Seen I had doubts, we started talking and she said,
"But you can't stop."
Paralyzed can make a man depressed and not wanna live no more and wish for death. All I had left was this wheelchair and this down ass chick who stuck around and was still there. So we talked a lot about the future and different ways to have sex, Kama Sutra. And before I knew it, my confidence grew, my attitude changed thanks to my baby boo.
Thanks, baby.
Then she got behind me and started pushing me to get back to rap. That's what you call a woman. And when I started having doubts, these are the words that came out of my mouth.
But you can't stop it.
I hear you, baby.
Music's still playing.
You know what?
In the background.
Got something for you now. How we do. Since you motivated me, I'ma motivate you. Tonight is your night, you can do whatever you wanna do. I ask myself every day, where would I be without you?
Where would I be, huh?
The place is here, and the time is now,
right now.
For us to make love, and for me to take you down.
Take you down.
She laid back, put her head in my lap, looked me in my eyes, and said, "Tap."
Go on, baby.
Holding their man down out there and keeping us motivated.